Welcome. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHE LP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. And we always start the show with the Imperials, Praise the Lord. And on this Palm Sunday, it's no exception. Imperials, Praise the Lord. Here's the Preston Wood Choir. Lord, you're holy.
Holy, and we lift you up.
That's the Prestonwood Choir and Lord, You're Holy. Here's Sandy Patty. Holy Ground.
Yeah!
That's Sandy Patty and Holy Ground. I want to do a shout out and a big God bless you to Kathy Parker and her feline children, Willie and Waylon, down in Brighton, Tennessee. Sue Estes has joined us for right now. And Sue, we will take you for as long as we can have you here with us. God bless you. And you're in my prayers every day. And I hope you definitely get a blessing from the show today. And I hope you can listen as long as you can. And if you want, I will go ahead and if you do get company, I can go ahead and send the show to you. Anyways, today is Palm Sunday.
As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, a foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee."
Streets that are golden, and I want to run where the angels.
That's the Hoppers. Jerusalem. Here are the tallies. My hope is in the Lord.
They heard God say, "Have you considered my servant Job? He's one who's faithful in all that he knows. Job lost his family, his land, and all his wealth when he wouldn't curse God. Job lost his health. Job's cries could be heard from the ashes where he lay. Through the pain and sorrow, Job had to say, 'My hope is in the Lord. I will trust in Him and Him alone. Though death knocks at my door, my hope is in the Lord.'" He sat in the chair as the doctor broke the news. It could be a week, a month, or maybe two. The cancer has spread. Death will find its way. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing I can say. Then the young man raised his trembling hands as his eyes filled with tears. You could hear him softly say, through the pain, the fear, "My hope is in the Lord. I will trust in Him and Him alone. Oh, death knocks at my door. No hope. There's one thing I'm sure of. There's one thing that I know. I know my hope.
My hope is in the Lord. I will trust in Him and Him alone. Though death knocks at my door, my hope is in.
My hope is in.
My hope is in the Lord.
That's the tallies. My hope is in the Lord. Want to do a shout out and a big God bless you to Sue Stevens, who's listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. Here's Greater Vision. Come unto me.
Come unto me, all ye who are weary, tired, and worn. I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. A comfort from calling me to a place the flesh can't find. My eyes can't see the way to go. He beckons me to believe and leave my worries far behind, to trust the hand that guides his children home. Come unto me, all ye who are weary, tired, and worn. I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest, a comfort from your pain, and a shelter.
That's Greater Vision and Come Unto Me. This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. Here are the Happy Goodmans. Remind me, dear Lord.
Humans can forget.
So remind me, remind me, dear Lord. Please remind me, remind me, dear Lord.
on smiling.
Keep on smiling through my tears.
Because I
for I know my
Savior is there. I'll bear my
burden, bear my burden,
my load of care,
and my load of care.
If the he's before
if he goes before me,
I will go,
I'll go anywhere.
With many
troubles all around,
I'll not despair,
I'll not despair.
The Cathedrals, I Know My Savior Is There, going out to Judy Merritt down in Somerset, Kentucky. And I forgot to dedicate the Happy Goodmans to Kathy Parker down in Brighton, Tennessee, before that with Remind Me, Dear Lord. Here are the Statler Brothers, and we'll soon be done with Troubles and Trials. Going out to Brother Herschel Whitaker.
I shall feel his matchless grace.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials.
Oh, what peace and joy sublime in that home of love divine.
Then I'm gonna
sit down beside of my Jesus.
Lord, I'm gonna
sit down and rest a little while.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials in that home.
Yes, in that home on the other side.
Lord, I'm gonna
sit down and rest a little while.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
could have been to
sit down and rest a little while.
Then I'm going to
sit down beside of my Jesus.
Lord, I'm going to
sit down beside of my Jesus.
Lord, I'm going to
sit down beside of my Jesus.
Lord, I'm going to
sit down and rest a little.
Oh, the Statler Brothers, and that goes out to Brother Herschel Whitaker and his precious children, Diana Lyons and his son-in-law, Bobby. And that is for you, Brother Herschel. I hope you're doing much better. I want to do a shout-out also to Sue and Jack Shelton. God bless you both. Love you both. Also, Connie Gibson and Teresa Cook. And Connie and Teresa are sisters to Sue. And at one time, they toured together and sang together throughout the local communities and local churches. And from what I understand, they were quite good. Now, I've heard Sue sing many years ago, and she is just absolutely awesome. Also, do a big shout-out to the cousin of Teresa and Connie and Sue, and that's Phyllis Ashcraft. And Phyllis, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for all your encouragement, too. Big shout out to Jenna and Carl Wheeler in New South Wales and Corriwa, Australia. Good day to both of you. And not quite down into New South Wales, but it's down all the way down into the Elihu community of Somerset, Kentucky. We've got Jamie and Sonny Denny, who I want to do a big God bless you. And Sonny just celebrated a birthday recently. And just super, super nice folks. I just thank the world of both of them. Want to do a shout out also to Jane Whitus. God bless you, Jane, and your husband, Herschel. They live down in Somerset, Kentucky. And let's see. Oh, I want to do a shout out to somebody I went to high school with. You've heard me speak about Roberta Lander. And we made connection just a few months ago. Time's flying. It's been a few months now. Anyways, we went to high school together, and I didn't know her back in high school. I knew her husband and thought the world of him. And Roberta, thank you so much for listening to the shows, and thank you for your kind words and your encouragement. Speaking of kind words and encouragement, all their lives they have given me kind words, encouragement, many prayers. And that's my Aunt Joan Smith and my cousin Vicky Kidd. I love you guys. To the moon and back. And thank you so much for putting up with me all these years. Here's Kenny Henson.
Call me a dreamer, 'cause I call it my heaven. I don't care. And call me crazy, 'cause I'm homesick for it, yet I have never been there. Call me a stranger, 'cause that's all I am. I know I don't belong. Call me anything, but when he calls me, call me God.
A lot of things in my lifetime, and to be honest with you, smart wasn't often one of them. But thank God I was smart enough one day to call Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. And you know what? I called it quits to a whole lot of sinning. But it's because of that commitment that a lot of people laugh at me and they call me foolish. I'm gonna let them go ahead and laugh. That don't bother me at all. Cause even a fool can see by the shape she's in that this old world's about to fall. But just as long as I let Jesus call the shots, did you know I got nothing at all to fear? And when that roll is called up yonder, don't you call me, cause I ain't gonna be here. Call me God, I'll believe, and call me God. You'll be grieving if you're left here without Jesus to call on. And call me God, no more heartache, call me God. And all that it takes is for me to hear him call me and call me God. Yeah, when Jesus calls for me, just call me God. God.
It may sound like thunder, my tearful eyes may fill the skies until it looks like rain. When I leave this world, past the gates of pearl, and stand before my Savior, I'll let my soul let the glory roar, and from the roar he calls my name.
Carried away. That goes out to Phyllis Ashcraft, who is a big Ivan Parker fan, as I think most of us are. And I want to do a shout out to a couple of more family members, cousins, that I just found out this past year that they're cousins to me. And such sweet, sweet people. And I'm just so humbled and so proud to be related to Temple Duncan and her precious daughter, Cherie. God bless you both. Thank you so much for listening. Here's Legacy 5. We're only passing through.
There's a home I've never been to, and it's calling my name. I'm invited to the table where they've always saved my place. And I don't know just when I'm going, but I know I'm going soon. This world isn't home, I'm only passing through. Passing through, I'm only passing through. Until I reach my destination where all things are new. I'm gonna keep on keeping on singing sweet heaven song, it's all I can do. This world isn't home, I'm only passing through.
Legacy 5, only passing through. Here's the Crab Family. Please come down to me.
A sinner, and for that I am ashamed. But I heard that you would listen, so I'm giving you my plea to unworthy Lord to come to you. Could you please come down to me? Could offer more than I, I promise you I'd understand if for me you had no time. I think I just hit bottom and I'm looking up to see I'm unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down to me? I guess I must be reaping from the seeds that I have sown. Lord, you owe me nothing. We haven't spoken for so long. If you could spare some mercy, I'll pledge my life to thee. I'm too unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down to me? For more than I promise you I'd understand if for me you had no time. I think I just hit bottom and I'm looking up to see. Too unworthy, Lord, come to you. Could you please come down to me? I think I've just hit bottom and I'm looking up to see. I'm too unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down?
Crab family, and please come down to me. Big shout out to Brother Claude Davis listening down in Nashville, Tennessee. He has joined us today. Welcome. Here's Ernie Hoff and Signature Sound.
Mississippi rolls, picking up momentum till her raging flood unfolds.
Ocean through Missouri, down the Arkansas ravines,
moving out of Memphis all the way to New Orleans.
Ow! Well,
his love is like a river, running from the lazy stream, tumbling through the mountains, moving through the valleys, over everything in between, rushing and a flooding till all of a sudden it's washing all over me. 'Cause his love is like a river, running and a rolling, flowing to the deep blue sea.
Well, his love is never ending, pouring like a river flood. His mercy's overflowing, streaming from his precious blood.
His blessings from the fountain, spilling like a roaring tide.
Overwhelm my spirit like swimming in the ocean wide.
Yeah!
His love is like a river, running and a rolling, flowing from the lazy stream, tumbling through the mountains, everything in between, rushing and a flood until all of a sudden is washing all over.
That's Ernie Haas and Signature Sound getting a little help from the Gaither Vocal Band, and Love is Like a River. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHE-LP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. Here is the Spear Family. He's always on time.
Though the billows may roll. David of old, and a giant trial you may face. But just when it seems you're standing alone, you'll find Jesus standing there in your place. With a stone of faith, your giant will fall, and Jesus, all the victory will give. So today, as back then, in this world so full of sin, remember God has it under control, under control.
Gold City, under control. Here are the Whisnants, even in the valley.
High upon this mountain, the sun is shining bright. My heart is filled with gladness here above the cares of life. But I've just come through the valley of trouble, fear, and pain. It was there I came to know my God enough to stand. Father has heard your desperate plea, but there is hope in that rugged place where tears of sorrow dwell. Can you hear him gently whispering, I'm here and all is well? Even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley,
That's the Wisnets, Even in the Valley. Here is the Collinsworth family, Fear Not Tomorrow.
In this age of uncertainty, questions come to my mind. What is waiting ahead for me and the rest of mankind? Fear not tomorrow.
Collinsworth family, Fear Not Tomorrow. Here's Brian Free and Assurance. What if we pray?
We tried it all, but in it all we found there's nothing we can do to turn this world around. 'Cause after all these years, it's still the same. Sometimes it seems that life, it's never gonna change. We've exhausted our resolve.
We have tried all that we know. We've given all we have. Gone as far as we can go. But what if we prayed? What if we prayed? What if we fell to our knees? Wouldn't we fall into grace? What if we prayed? What if we prayed? What if we cried out to Him? Maybe the change would begin in this place. What if we prayed? What if we ways. So why then would we worry? When He says, be still and know, and bring your every burden, lay them down and let them go. What if we prayed? What if we prayed? What if we fell to our knees? Wouldn't we fall into grace? What if we
Free and assurance, what if we prayed? Join me, please, in prayer. Heavenly Father, on this Palm Sunday, Lord, we again approach your throne with gratitude for your love, your grace, and your mercy. And Father, we thank you for giving us the technology and the ability to use this technology, which enables us to meet and gather together from many different locations throughout the world to fellowship and worship together. As we listen to these magnificent songs of worship, songs that speak about your love, that speak about your grace, and that speak about your mercy. Songs that strengthen us and songs that can give us hope when we feel lost without hope and songs that fill our hearts with peace and comfort and joy as we listen to each one. Oh, Father, we have so many in our listening family still dealing with all kinds of physical and emotional pain and trauma right now. We continue to lift up Tom Joyce and Sue Estes, Pat Miller and Sheila Maxwell and Linda Kendall, Ben Foster, Terry Drake, Kathy Myers, Temple Duncan, Mary Lou Foster, Sue Stevens, Glenda Elder, Junior Philpott, Marissa Elder, Ed Snell, all part of our listening family, all needing strength and healing and a lot of peace and comfort. And Father, we're praying for strength and healing for many, many others on my prayer list who are struggling with addiction, with depression, with cancer, and chronic pain and heart problems. And Father, we continue to pray for restoration of property and healing of the physical and the emotional trauma for all who suffered losses in the paths of these deadly tornadoes this past week and a week before. And Father, we pray for our country. Our country as evil forces continue to attack Christianity and seek to dismantle and disrupt the family unit. Oh, Father, help us to remain strong and vigilant in the face of any attacks. And Lord, in these uncertain times, we're asking you to please bless our troops around the world. Bless our frontline medical workers. We're also asking for a hedge of protection around our first responders, our policemen, our firemen and EMTs who put their lives on the line for us each day. Lord, I ask you to please bless each one who listened today and bless those who will listen to the recorded broadcast in the future. And Father, thank you again for your love and your grace and your mercy. Lead God and direct us each day in everything that we do. And Lord, forgive me for I have failed you. I ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, the circumstances would change.
Circumstances
It's Katie Nicole, In Jesus' Name. I first heard that song last week. A friend of mine, Bobby Fields, we met years ago at the gym, worked out together, but Bobby had posted that song, and he has some of the best songs, and I just have to make sure I check his page. But I went out immediately. Well, I didn't go anywhere. I didn't go out. I came on downstairs to the radio studio and went to Amazon and purchased the song and downloaded it because, oh, my goodness, did it tug at my heart. And I thought, I've got so many listeners going through so much, and we all have our little battles that we go through. And Katie Nicole hit it all, and it's just such a powerful song. And I thank Bobby for posting it, and I just got double blessed again today playing it. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today, and I will have a special Easter show next Sunday, the good Lord willing, if I'm still here. You know, as we get older, we don't know, you know, and each day is a gift. Each moment is a gift, actually, and each minute and hour. And don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. I'm the worst about worrying about something that may happen in a couple of days. I know, you know, we're not supposed to do that. Yeah, and I'm doing better as I'm getting older and being able to give God more and more of the burden, you know, but we're just supposed to turn it over to Him, let Him handle it, let Him run with it, and let His shoulders, His shoulders a lot broader and a lot more powerful than our shoulders, can shoulder a whole lot more. And I keep forgetting to do that. You know, I was the way I was raised, I'm a planner, and I always think about the future and, you know, what I need to do in case this happens or in case that happens. And that's okay. But one has to learn to live in the moment, because yesterday has happened already. Tomorrow isn't here yet. And we're only breathing right now, where we are right now. So to live in the moment, plan for the future, and then trust in God, and just put it all in His hands and ask Him to lead, guide, and direct us. God bless everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Going out with Elvis Presley.
Lead me, O Lord, won't you lead me? I am tired and I need Thy strength and power to guide me over. Just open my eyes that I may see. Lead me, O Lord, won't you lead me? Lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, lead me.
If you take your hand from me, I am blind.